So this morning, we are honored to have Lester and Irma Zimmerman come by and visit with us. They are on a mission to visit as many Hopewell Network churches as they can. You guys know we've announced it the last couple of weeks, but we've started our journey with the Hopewell Network. We've been talking about this for years. We've come to the place to go ahead and begin that journey. It's really important that we're connected to the body, you know, and that we have ourselves in relationships, both for fellowship and accountability. So I want to invite Lester up to share anything that he wants to share, just to love on you guys a bit before we get into the message. Lester is one of the network overseers. We had a lot of you guys, we suggested you read this book. Lester is the author of this book, also another book by Lester. He's not here to sell books. I don't think he brought any. So you can borrow mine, Leading Together, which is an awesome book about recognizing God's original plan for men and women. So just meeting with Lester and talking to Lester, you guys have heard me talking about asking the Lord for the keys to our community. Well, that came from Lester. You know, out of that relationship, it encourages us to grow. So, go ahead.
Thanks, Matt.
Take all the time you need.
You shouldn't say that. It's great to be with you, and I enjoyed the worship. So, man, thanks for the time and just soaking in God's presence. I think that's probably, if I narrow down one thing that would describe the Hopewell Network and where our hearts are at, it's pursuing His presence. Yeah. There's a lot of other things that go into being a church and being a network. But it's the presence of God that makes all the difference, or else we're just another club in the community. And so I just thank God for what I see here and what I've experienced this morning, and just interacting with Matt, just knowing his heart for the presence of the Lord. Don't lose that. That's a real key to what God is doing in this day. I'm looking forward to joining our hearts and our arms together and partnering and with you in building the kingdom. We live in some really challenging times, as you know. And I think this is a time where we really need to connect with each other, connect with the body of Christ, connect with other like-minded brothers and sisters and networks and groups, and say, how can we support each other? Because we're going to, I'm not going to get off on a bunny trail, but I think there's some difficult times ahead for the church, for believers. And I think now's the time to really begin positioning ourselves on how can we support each other, how can we walk together in this hour. And so I'm looking forward to walking with you. The Hopewell Network wants to be all that we can be to support you, to stand with you, and to help you in what God's calling you to do here. Hopewell Network, we're made up of 16 churches stateside. Most of the churches are in Pennsylvania. We have one out in Kansas. We have one in Maryland. But then we have, I think it's 6 international networks. And each of those networks has a whole group of churches. So we're in 6 different countries around the world. And so I get to travel to some of those places as well. But that's part of the body of Christ, and they have so much to offer us. And we have a conference coming up in October, and if they can, you know, COVID has just changed everything in our world, but hopefully the international leaders will come here and just interact with us and just help us connect with what God's doing in the big picture. We have, one of our networks is in Haiti, and just heard yesterday there was an earthquake in Haiti. So, you know, when you have people living there, it's more than just news that you read in the newspaper. It's all at once, it's people. And so I haven't heard yet how they've been impacted by that. But that's part of the network, is we're looking how we can engage worldwide in expanding the kingdom in that way. So my wife and I are really blessed to be here. We just really enjoy getting out to all the different churches. I was pastoring at Petra Church for 38 years, and just the beginning of the year, I turned that church over to another young leader, which now has released me to do more traveling and connecting with other churches. So we're enjoying that. We have two daughters and three granddaughters. And so we're enjoying our grandparenting years right now in that way. So, yeah, I think, Matt, that's all I have to share, unless there's any questions or anyone has. Yeah, but we can do that later.
Yeah, can you pray for us? Just bless the house.
I'd love to.
Yes.
Yeah. Irma, would you join me?
Sure.
Come up here. Lord, I thank you for your Holy Spirit and how your Holy Spirit continues to stir our hearts and continues to expand our hearts to embrace all that you're doing in this hour. Lord, I thank you for the well. I thank you for this church. I thank you for each person that's a part of this work here. Lord, you've called them together for such a time as this. You've given them an assignment. And Lord, I'm just thinking of the next coming weeks as they begin to look at how to reach their community. And Lord, as we talked about the keys, Lord, I just pray that you would give them the keys, that you would give them the insight,
yes,
the connections, yes, the favor, the the ability, Lord, to really make an impact in this community. Lord, we want to see your kingdom established. Lord, we're living in an hour where there's great fear and turmoil and anxiety and division. And yet, Lord, in the midst of that, your light shines. In the midst of that, as people's hearts are overwhelmed, Lord, you come as the Prince of Peace, and you invite people to walk with you. And so, Lord, I thank you for that. Bless this work. Bless Matt and Kat. Bless Lord, them as they work together. May just a common vision continue to emerge and grow in this house, Lord.
I just heard the Lord saying that, true to the name, the well, when you lift up Jesus, there will always be living water. Always living water here. For salvations, for healings, for emotional healings. But when he's exalted, like we were doing in worship this morning, always living water. And that's what we need. And I just pray that blessing, that, and it says you shall draw joy out of the wells of salvation. And so, Lord, I continue to bless this place as they continue to lift up Jesus, that water, living water, would flow into everyone's life, into this ministry, and into the community, in the name of Jesus. And we give you thanks for that promise in your word. We give you thanks for that promise. Amen.